In today's report, KSFR will focus on the COVID-19 vaccine with perhaps the least media coverage in recent months, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine known as J&J. Because J&J is a single-dose vaccine that does not require ultra-cold storage temperatures, experts predicted that it would become the vaccine of choice for remote populations and hard-to-reach people, like the homeless. But the J&J vaccine has hit a few bumps in the road. First, J&J is likely not as effective at warding off the disease as the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. That said, public health experts report that all three major vaccines are effective at preventing hospitalization and death. Second, in the spring of this year, rare cases of blood clots were reported in women under 50 who received the J&J vaccine. Third, this summer, a tiny percentage of J&J vaxxers experienced the Guillain-Barré syndrome, a rare and serious immune disorder. So where does this leave New Mexicans who have already taken the J&J vaccine or who might be considering it? I spoke to Dr. Laura Parajon, Deputy Secretary for the New Mexico Department of Health, to find out more. Welcome, Dr. Parajon. Some 2.2 million New Mexicans have received COVID-19 vaccinations, with 53% getting a Pfizer shot, 43% getting a Moderna shot, and just under 4% getting the J&J vaccine. Who are the 82,000 New Mexicans who got the J&J shot?
Yeah, so for the J&J shots, we did not do what a lot of people had suggested, which was to take it to remote locations only or certain populations that are hard to reach. Regarding the J&J, our team made a very distinct decision from the very beginning to use J&J just like Moderna and Pfizer. So whatever doses we had at the time, we didn't make a distinction as to remote areas get J&J, people experiencing homeless get J&J. We basically actually tried to offer all the different types of vaccine, whatever we had on hand, to all populations. And the reason we wanted to do that is that we didn't want to foster mistrust about the J&J. We were concerned that people would think, oh, J&J is only going to remote populations or difficult-to-reach populations. We had already heard that that was a source of mistrust. So we really made J&J the one that if people were concerned about getting two shots because they were scared of getting a shot or didn't want the inconvenience of getting two shots, we really positioned J&J as a shot to get if you wanted one and done.
A new report from the New Mexico Department of Health shows that the current breakthrough rate for all vaccines is very small. J&J, Moderna, and Pfizer. Breakthrough cases of COVID occur when someone who is vaccinated gets the disease anyway. According to the New Mexico Department of Health, J&J vaccine breakthroughs were 50% more likely than Pfizer vaccine breakthroughs. Given this information, I'd like to hear your thoughts on the need for booster shots for J&J vaxxers. And in the interest of full disclosure, I am a J&J vaxxer myself.
The thing about vaccines is that you need to think about vaccines as what do vaccines do? We know that there's always going to be a certain number of breakthrough cases, but what the vaccine does is that it protects you from getting seriously ill or dying. And all three vaccines have proven to be very, very, very effective at preventing people from dying, also preventing people from getting hospitalized. And so that's what the vaccine does for you. So let's say you still get a breakthrough case, no matter what type of vaccine you get, Pfizer, Moderna, or J&J, you could potentially still get a case. But your case will be most likely much more mild. You will have a very small chance of getting hospitalized and an even smaller chance of actually dying from COVID. If you look at those who are unvaccinated versus vaccinated, we're still seeing what the people who are getting sick and hospitalized and dying from COVID, the large majority are all unvaccinated people. Right now at this moment, no medical providers are recommending, well, at least the ones like the ACIP, which is the immunization program that actually looks at whether or not we should get boosters. That group is going to meet on Friday, I believe, to make recommendations on boosters in general, not specifically J&J, but just whether or not people who are immune compromised or older need to get a booster.
Is this a New Mexico advisory group or a national advisory group?
This is a national advisory group. Even though you are concerned, right, and I think a lot of people are rightly concerned because they hear a lot of information and it's hard to sift through that, but the people who actually study that have deemed J&J safe and effective for preventing hospitalizations and death.
Let's say we're 8 months out from, 6 or 8 months out from when you originally got the J&J vaccine, and I know I've read that for all the vaccines, J&J, Pfizer, and Moderna, they're not vaccines that protect you for eternity, so that, you know, we may have to have an annual booster or something like that for all of them. But what concerns me is that I read and hear that Pfizer, for example, is working on a booster shot. I don't hear that same information for J&J. So my question to the New Mexico Department of Health is, if in the future, if booster shots are not available for J&J vaccine recipients, what should the New Mexico Department of Health do to protect them?
So the advisory group is working on that, and the DOH will always follow the recommendations and do what's scientifically responsible and safe for the people.
San Francisco's public health department is accommodating requests from J&Jers by allowing them to get additional Pfizer or Moderna shots if they consult with the physician first. If someone wanted to go out and someone who got a J&J wanted to go out and start the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines, would that be allowed?
I would say at this point in time, that is not our recommendation, but that doesn't mean it wouldn't change.
So tell me this, what is the future of the J&J vaccine in New Mexico? Are you going to stop offering it? Have you stopped offering it? And what's the future of those who already received the J&J shot?
At this point in time, we're not offering, you know, new, having people with J&J getting a different kind of shot at this point in time. In terms of the future of it, we really are based on the supply that we get from the federal government. And so we have not gotten more doses of J&J. So we currently are still offering it for the people who want the one-dose regimen, right, of the vaccine. And then the other thing is that, you know, we are offering that still, but it will be only until our supply is done.
So you won't be requesting more J&J vaccine. Am I correct with that?
I don't think anyone can request more J&J. I think if there's a demand for J&J, we would request it. There isn't as much of a demand for J&J, and so we have enough J&J to supply for the demand that people are still asking for.
Thanks very much to New Mexico Department of Health Deputy Secretary Dr. Laura Parajon. For KSFR, I'm Mary Lou Cooper.